This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that sometimes waiting on God can feel tricky. This waiting period can feel tricky because all sorts of thoughts can run through your mind. One day you may feel strong and determined to wait on God, and the next day you may feel doubt and confusion. This confusion can cause you to partially wait on God and not fully turn things over to Him. The Israelites were not tricked. They knew how to wait on God, especially during the Sabbath year. So in the Sabbath year, they were not allowed to farm their land, and they had to let the land rest instead. In other words, the Israelites had to simply trust that God would provide for them for an entire year. Here's what's significant. Farming their land was how the Israelites ate from day to day, as well as how they provided for their families. So picture this. The Israelites walked by their own land every day for an entire year and resisted the urge to farm it, putting all their faith in God to provide for them. And here's how God responded. He allowed their land to produce 2 to 3 times more in that 7th year than it did any other years when they were actually farming their land. The Israelites knew how to wait on God, which meant trusting Him entirely. So today, what situation have you partially turned over to God because you haven't fully surrendered waiting on Him? And as you think about that, remember these words: the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Psalm 28:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Booster Blessings YouTube channel. So today, don't be tricked. Wait for Him.